Again, the 45,000 dealers who serve you with Fire Chief gasoline and other Texaco products present His Honor, the Mayor of Texaco Town, who, believe it or not, has turned actor. Here he is, made up for Hamlet, heights and all, Eddie Cantor.
Somebody please shut the door. There's a draft here.
Tell me, Eddie. Eddie, what's the idea of the tights?
Last night I saw Leslie Howard at the Biltmore Theater in Hamlet, and during intermission, he gave me his tights.
He gave you his tights? Don't you feel strange in them?
Oh, it's nothing new to me. Say, I've been wearing long underwear for years. You should have seen all the stars who were at Howard's performance last night.
Gee, I'm sorry I missed that.
Oh, Robert Taylor walked down the aisle, and all the women went, oh. Then I walked down the aisle, and all the women went, One woman wouldn't trust herself to look at Howard. I tell you, she almost fainted. She just hid behind her hands like this, and she peeked out and went, Why don't they make those sounds when I come around? I don't know. What's the matter? Haven't I got sex appeal?
You're not so hot, you know.
Is that so?
Yeah,
well, hundreds of people in the lobby were clamoring for my autograph. Shows you how popular I am.
Popular? They just wanted to find out if you could write.
Yep, get out of here, will you, please? Don't be so smart. You know, all the celebrities were seated according to their popularity. Gene Harlow, Clark Gable, Fred Astaire, they were seated in the first row. Some of the lesser lights were in back of the orchestra.
Say, how did you enjoy the show?
I couldn't hear a word from the smoking room.
You know, Eddie, Jack Renard told me that he was there.
Oh, yeah, Jack Renard was there. He was there with his wife, but she kept following William Powell.
What for?
Well, being with Renard so long, it was a relief for her to be after the thin man.
But, Eddie, you still haven't explained why Mr. Howard gave you his tights.
Well, Jimmy, he wants me to fill in for him, you see? So I'm gonna play Hamlet while Howard makes a picture for Warner Brothers.
But you don't know anything about Shakespeare.
Don't worry, James. Leslie Howard is sending over actors, a dramatic coach, everyone who is necessary for my production. What's the matter? It's Mr. Double Talk. Tell me, how did you get here?
Look, I'm sitting, so I was standing, so I walked, so I ran, so I couldn't get here, so what?
But you are here. You are here. Do something.
Yeah, I told you. Take away from you. Oh, I'll give you a hit in the head in a minute.
Tell me, what did you hit me in the head for, huh? Why did you hit me in the head, I'm asking you? Why?
Leslie Howard told me to.
Leslie Howard told you to hit me on the head?
Yeah, he said when you teach Cantor how to play Hamlet, pound it into him.
I'm sorry Leslie Howard told you where to come.
He didn't tell me where to come. He told me where to go, so I came here.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, you can still go there and don't come back.
I didn't come back. I'm only half back, you see. I was left back. I was full back. Gee, I wish I had my quarterback.
Will you do me a favor?
Yeah.
Will you do me a favor and kick off?
Oh, tackle.
Yep.
I know all about football.
Yeah?
I even got a cat who plays football.
Wait a minute. Your cat plays football?
Yeah, last week he made 6 yards, and he still got 4 yards to go.
Yep.
Some touchdowns.
Oh, forget it, will you? As long as Leslie Howard sent you to teach me Hamlet, I may as well make the best of it. Now, go ahead and coach me.
Yeah, you see, I was...
I said, coach me.
Oh, no, you coax me first.
Get out of here, will you, please? not coax, coach.
Oh, wagon wheel. Well, if you insist, why not? Of course I will. Wagon wheel. Wagon wheel.
Tell me, what's the matter?
The wheels got stuck in the mud.
Listen, Double Talk, either teach me to play Hamlet or get out of here.
Oh, shift gears, you're in high. Look, if you want, I'll teach you. Look, 2 beers or not 2 beers. I'll take sarsaparilla.
No. Look, Hamlet says to be or not to be, that is the question.
Well, if that's the question, what's the answer?
Stop with that. Don't try to mix me up.
No.
Just listen to the way I do Hamlet, and if I'm wrong, correct me.
Yeah.
To be or not to be, that is the question. Whether 'tis nobler in the mind of man.
Boy, what a spot for a ripe tomato.
Get away from me, will you please? You mean to say I didn't read the line well?
Who said you're reading all right? But look, when you get a comma, see, you make that you. Oh, period, new sentence.
Tell me, what are you raving about?
Now, wait a minute. Just a minute. I'll come to a conjunction. What is the meaning of to be?
That's simple. To be means to live.
That's what I say. If you live, that's life. And after all, you what is life?
I don't know. What is life?
Don't look at me. I'm only a decoy.
Look, I don't understand your double talk.
No, oh, you're such an insipid dope.
I'm a dope?
Yeah.
I'm a dope?
Yeah, but I said it first.
Get out of here, will you please?
Look, if you take my advice, now you won't do Hamlet, because you can't make money, because after all, it's a fake.
Yeah, what's a fake?
Everything's a fake. You take the Battle of Bunker Hill. Was that on a level?
I'll give you a hit in the head in a minute. Get out of here.
Here is a message from your neighborhood Texaco dealer to his car-owning neighbors. We know that the gasoline we serve at our Fire Chief pumps will give you lightning action in your motor and the full power demanded by fire engines and ambulances. We know that it is refined to eliminate all wasteful substances and thus saves you money. We know, too, that people are not only interested in power and speed, they want to be treated right when they drive into a service station. So we say to all neighbors to please feel free to come in any time for air, water, or any other little service. We would like to meet you. We hope you'll enjoy meeting us, for we try to keep in mind that there is more to this business than just selling things. Please believe in the desire of every Texaco dealer to be friendly and helpful at all times. Thanks.
On Leslie Howard helping me with Hamlet.
Say, do you want me to read it with you?
If you please.
Eddie.
Yes.
If you're not going to let me play Ophelia, maybe I could play something else.
All right, Jack, if you insist, you play the castle.
Well, how can I be the castle?
Why not? You've got a beautiful bay window in front, you've got a big empty attic on top, and boy, what a southern exposure. Get it, Jack?
Well, let's settle now. Jack is the castle.
Yeah, perfect jackass. All right, look, now, look. Let's start the play. I, Hamlet, am talking to myself. Darkness cometh o'er the old castle.
Ding dong.
I know.
Woo, woo.
Jack.
Flap, flap.
Jack.
Ding dong.
I know.
Woo, woo.
Yep.
Flap,
look,
flap.
Jack, look,
ding,
you're supposed dong. To. Wait a minute. You're supposed to be the castle. What is that ding dong, woo, woo, flap, flap?
Well, those are the bats in my belfry.
Oh.
Oh, keep quiet, Renard.
All right, Jimmy, read the next line.
All
go
right,
ahead.
Here it goes. Hamlet. I have come for the rent on your castle. Wilt thou pay me or get out?
Oh, to pay or not to pay, that is the question. Woe is me. I am about to lose my castle.
Pitter-patter.
What is that?
Pitter-patter.
What is that?
Pitter-patter.
Wait a minute, Jack, what's that pitter-patter for?
Huh? Well, it's the rain coming down on the castle windows.
But there's nothing in Hamlet about rain.
Well, it says here in my part.
It says what?
What does it say?
This scene takes place during the king's reign.
Yep. Oh, I suppose if it says hail to the prince, you'll give me hail.
No, that you'll get from the critics.
Get out of here, will you please? Listen, why dost thou come here?
Why dost I come here? I knew you was playing Hamlet.
Yeah?
So my ears heard you, and my eyes saw you, and my nose, so I'm here.
Go away from me, will you please? You mean I'm not doing Hamlet right? You see, we're reading it in blank verse.
Oh, it may be blank, but it can get worse.
Yep. Oh, hush.
Oh, mustard plaster. Boy, I finally got that off my chest.
Yep. Oh, go away. Listen, Delpacock, I'm trying to do Shakespeare's Hamlet.
Well, leave me here. See, that's all you said. You said you take Rome was Rome. Rome wasn't built in a daybed.
Yep. A daybed? Who wants a daybed?
I do. I'm tired.
Yep. Go away, will you?
No, matter how you make a bed, tuck the ends in and then sleep on a couch.
Oh, crazy quill.
Well, that covers everything.
Get away from me, will you, please? Will you please stand on the sidelines, go over there, and let Wallington and me go on with Hamlet. Don't stop me until a mistake happens. All right, Jimmy.
Stop.
Stop. I told you not to stop me until a mistake happens.
How old are you?
45. But what's my age got to do with it? When did the mistake happen?
45 years ago.
Get out of here, will you please? Oh, Jimmy.
Oh, Eddie, don't let them upset you.
They can't upset me. I know what I'm doing. You see, I don't get nervous over a thing like that. I'm all right, Jimmy. I'm all right. I'm all right. What is that, Jimmy?
What's that
boy? What is that? Look, it's a ghost. A ghost.
A ghost.
Wait a minute. Whose is it? What is it? Are you the ghost of Hamlet's father?
No, he couldn't come.
Why not?
Fred Allen hired him to haunt Jack Benny.
Jack Benny, will he play the bee or not the bee?
Ah, that is the question.
Yes.
Now I go. Come. Come.
Wait a minute. I don't understand. If you're a ghost, tell me who is that little ghost walking behind you?
That is me at the age of 5.
Life.
Eddie, listen.
Yeah.
If you get all these interruptions when you actually play Hamlet, you'll be in a fine fix.
No, Jimmy, I'll be all right, because whenever I feel we need a punch, I'll have the lights dimmed down like this. A spotlight will hit the entrance, and out walks Bobby Breen. Bobby, my boy, I haven't seen you since early this morning. What did you do all day?
I made up valentines and gave them out to my friends.
Oh, that's nice. But tell me, did you make up one for me?
Oh, yes. Here it is. Should I read it?
Yeah. Go ahead.
You're the best pal I've had since the day that we met. Your love and your friendship, I'll never forget. You're a wonderful daddy. The whole world must agree. But in those tights, you look more like a mother to me.
My son, that is so foolish.
Well, you asked for it, so you got it, so you want it. So I'm telling you, can you prove it? Oh, I'll give you a hit in the head in a minute.
So you've been listening to that Double Talk Savoy. Renard, play for my infant.
There's something in the air that warns me. Something in it. Oh, there's music in the breeze. something in the air. Oh, I find there's danger in your eyes, a friend. I've been blind, but now I realize what
Eddie, your Hamlet is saved.
It's saved? How? Why?
He's here in person. Your friend, Mr. Leslie Howard.
Leslie! Oh, Leslie Howard, I'm so glad you're here.
You know, Eddie, I had a wonderful time when we appeared together on your program a few months ago.
See, I enjoyed myself, too. Remember the joke we told about the two pairs of rubbers?
Oh, yes. I've laughed at that dozens of times, Eddie. You know, I've told it to hundreds of people.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, that was funny.
By the way, what was the answer to it?
What was the answer? I just said to you, there are two of them, and you wear them on a rainy day. What is it?
Oh, yeah, and I said, I give up.
And the answer was a pair of rubbers. Oh. Then I said, there are four of them, and two people wear them on a rainy day. And you replied...
Four of them? Two people? And I'm afraid I give up again.
Why, two pairs of rubbers, see?
Oh, yes. Yes, now it comes back to me. Yes, yeah. I remember. Now, then I remarked, you try me on another one, and you won't get me this time.
Then I remarked, it isn't your father, it isn't your mother, it isn't your sister, and it isn't your brother. What's the answer?
Oh, yes.
Come on now. Come on. What's the answer?
Oh, my, three pairs of rubbers.
Oh, forget the rubbers. Leslie, there's so much talk about other people having written some of Shakespeare's plays. Tell me, what do you think about it?
Well, you know, Eddie, some authorities claim that Bacon wrote Hamlet.
Well, I hope it's Shakespeare. You know, I won't have anything to do with Bacon.
I'll find out who wrote it, Eddie.
Yeah?
Yes, I'll ask Shakespeare. When I go to heaven.
Ah, but suppose he's not there.
Ah, then you ask him.
Yeah. Oh, that's such an old joke.
I know, but they laughed at it.
Leslie, here's no laughing matter. Tell me, what do you think of me? What do you think of me in tights?
Well, Eddie, I either the tights are terribly wrinkled or you have muscles in very peculiar places.
Yeah, that's just professional jealousy, I'll tell you.
Telegram for Mr. Cantor. Telegram for Mr. Cantor.
Boy, give it to me.
$1, collect.
Oh, give it to him. Never mind, I'll take it.
If I'm not too inquisitive, Eddie, what does the telegram say?
Oh, look, Leslie. Someone is offering me $5,000 not to play Hamlet.
Hold out. I think you can get more.
Say, you know you've got a great sense of humor.
Thanks, Eddie. And I'm from England.
A foreigner! A foreigner! You know, you speak pretty good English for a foreigner.
So do you, Eddie. Yeah. You know, Eddie, I'm making a picture here, and I really came to get some pointers from you.
Oh, pointers from me, like...
Well, you see, in this picture, I play the part of a radio comedian.
Oh, and you came to me, well... Thank you.
Not at all, Eddie, not at all. You see, this radio comedian tells nothing but old jokes.
That was a very nasty English crack to make to me, boy. Well, so long as you care... I'll give you a hit in the head in a minute. seriously, you know, Leslie, if I can help you, I will. The first thing a radio comedian should do...
Yeah, I know, Eddie. Mention his wife's name on the program.
No.
No?
Right.
No, that comes afterwards. Look at that. No, you must have some jokes. Look,
yeah.
Look, here's one. You say to your announcer, say, do you know who's in the hospital? And he says, no, who? And you say, sick people. Get it?
Oh, dear. What will they think of next? I like that one better, even better than three pairs of rubbers.
Well, look, can you do it?
Well, do that? Of course I can.
Well, let's try it on Jimmy Wallington. Oh, Jimmy!
Yes, Eddie?
Jimmy, good evening.
How do you do?
Do you know who's in the hospital?
Why, yes. Sick people.
Pardon me, have I the wrong stooge?
Well, look, something went wrong. Let me do it with you, Leslie. Do you know who's in the hospital?
No, who?
Sick people.
Oh, no, doctors and nurses.
Yeah. Now you've got the right stooge. You see, Leslie, now you know what to do as a radio comedian.
Oh, there's something else, Eddie.
Mm-hmm.
In this picture, I have to sing a song.
Yeah.
And in the second chorus, I leave the country.
Oh, it's going to be that bad, huh?
No, Eddie. No, leaving the country, I gather, is a sort of figure of speech.
Uh-huh.
Well, here. It's in my part. You read it.
Leslie Howard sings song, and in second chorus, he goes to town. Leave the country. No, it means that you get hot. Then you go to town.
Hey, well, if I'm hot, why go to town? Why not stay in the country where it's nice and cool?
No, look, let me show you. For instance, if you were singing Pennies from Heaven, the first chorus would go like this. Every time it rains pennies from heaven. But in the second chorus, you'd get hot like this. You know, every time it rains. Now, what am I getting? What am I getting?
Three pairs of rubber.
No! No! No, doctors and nurses. No!
Sick people, sick people.
No, you know, Leslie, it isn't as easy as you think, being a comedian on the radio.
Eddie, you're so right. I tell you something, it's much more difficult to make people laugh than to make people cry. You know, you've given me a great deal of entertainment tonight, and I'm grateful. And I do hope you'll ask me to come again sometime, Eddie. Goodbye, old man.
Goodbye, Leslie. Thank you for coming. Oh, Leslie! Leslie, come out! Come out!
Leslie Howard, I want you to know, and I mean this sincerely, that just appearing together with you is honor enough for me. Good luck to you on your tour. Goodbye.
Hey, Eddie, you just said good luck to Mr. Howard on his tour. You mean you're not going to go out in Hamlet?
No, James. I guess for the rest of my life I'm doomed to jokes like three pairs of rubbers and songs like Miss Annabelle Lee.
Who's wonderful? Who's marvelous? Miss Annabelle Lee. Who's kissable? Who's lovable? Miss Annabelle Lee. Ain't she a pretty baby? What would you give? Escort her, support her, don't forget that she's exclusive. Who's dignified, who's glorified, Miss Annabelle Lee. What makes them all, she has it all, just look and you'll see. You ain't telling me a thing, boy, I'm telling you. Who's wonderful, who's marvelous, Miss Annabelle Lee. Who's wonderful, who's marvelous, no one else but Miss Annabelle Lee. Who's kissable, who's lovable, Miss Annabelle Lee. Oh, what a perfect beauty, I'll say she is. If you are wise, don't hand
the light, or you're gonna have to see my lawyer. Knows everything, shows everything, Miss Annabelle Lee. That baby's warm, she's true to form, just that and you'll see. You ain't telling me a thing, boy, I'm telling you. Who's wonderful, who's marvelous, Miss Annabelle Lee. And now to all my friends in the big cities and the little hamlets, remember, I love to spend each Sunday with you. As friend of friend, I'm sorry it's true. I never knew just how I feel. I hope you feel that way too. Let's make a date for next Sunday night. I'm here to stay. Will be my delight. So sing again the things you want me to. I love to spend Sunday.
Again next Sunday evening at the same time for the Medicanon Lexicon, the Rex of Hollywood. During the week, drive around to your neighborhood Lexicon dealer. If he serves you a fire team, you'll be glad to perform those few little small services that add so much to the comfort and pleasure of both of you. But in the meantime, whenever you hear the siren and bell, think of Texaco Fire Chief Gasoline. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.
B.U.L.O.V.A., Bulova Watch Time, W.A.B.C., New York.